message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this program, this fasting and prayer program. I want to congratulate you for being here even on the first day, and I know that you will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. I say you will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. I'll want to go straight into the message because we have limited time and we also need to pray. And I trust God that God is going to do something new in your life in Jesus' name. Again, I want to tell you Happy New Month. And I trust God that this will be your month in Jesus' name. This is our month of new chapters and new songs. And I know that God is going to open a new chapter in somebody's life in Jesus' name. If you are ready for God to open a new chapter in your life, come on, shout a big hallelujah. And if you are ready to sing a new song this month, come on, shout a big hallelujah. When a new chapter is open in your life, a new song follows. When a new chapter is open in your family, a new song follows. And for somebody here today, a new chapter that will lead to your greatness shall be open for you in Jesus' name. I say shall be open for you in Jesus' name. Introduction to the hand of God. Introduction to the hand of God. Open your Bibles with me, beloved, to 1 Samuel chapter 18. Verse 46. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 46. After that, I'll be reading the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. Just read a few verses and then we'll go into the word. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's ready for tonight's meeting. Shout a big hallelujah. Somebody's ready to be blessed tonight. Shout a big hallelujah. Somebody ready for the best that God has to offer tonight. Shout a big hallelujah. What God has for you tonight, nobody will stop it in Jesus' name. I'll be reading 1 Kings chapter 18. Sorry, that's the typographical error. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Also, Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1, I'll read just a few verses and then we can go into the word. The hand of the Lord. Someone say the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Go on, please. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. The situation was very tough. It was not only dry, it was very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Can this situation change? And I answered, Oh Lord, you are the one that knows, because this situation is very, very tough. These bodies are not only dead, the situation is very bad and very complex. The situation has become very, very despicable. And again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Go on, please. I can stop in verse 6 or 7. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover up your skin, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Somebody say a big amen. I will stop in verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Someone said there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Verse 28, Bible says, there arose a great army. Verse 8. And the heathen shall know that the Lord do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forever. Young 28, verse 8, I said. Not 28, verse 8. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord of hosts, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. Someone say, and they lived. And stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. In the next 12 days, our major focus will be on the hand of the Lord. Our major focus will be looking at what the hand of the Lord is. What does the hand of God carry? What is the content? What is the value of the hand of God on the destiny of a man? And I tell you sincerely, you will never forget these 12 days in your life in the name of Jesus. Our God is a faithful God. His hands are not ordinary hands. They are not just hands of just any human being. His hands have been instrumental to the lifting of many, to the changing of life of many, to the transformation of the destinies of many. It has led to the blessing of many, to the release of favor to many, to the release of husband and to the release of wife to many, to the release of monetary gifts to many, to the release of diverse kinds of breakthroughs to the life of a human being. What is the hand of the Lord? Number one, what is the hand of the Lord? It is the supernatural power of God made available to man for the transformation, decoration, and elevation of the destiny of a person or persons. I take that again. It is the supernatural power of God. The hand of God is the power of God made available to man for the transformation, the decoration, and the elevation of the destiny of a man. Number two, what is the hand of the Lord? When we say the hand of God is upon a person, what does it mean? It is the outstretched arm of God that fights and defends a man from his adversaries and enemies. In Matthew 22, verse 44, the Bible says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Stay where my hand is. Sit down at my right hand, and then I will make thy enemies thy footstool. Somebody is here today. God is going to make your enemies be at your footstool in the name of Jesus. Make sure my hand is upon you. Make sure you stay where my arm is. Then no enemy shall be able to touch you. No enemy shall be able to destroy you. No enemy shall be able to torment you. No enemy will be able to destabilize your life. And today, I say this prophetically. Everyone who is determined to trouble you, God will trouble them. I say anyone that wants to trouble you, my God will trouble them. I didn't hear your loud amen. Number three. What is the hand of the Lord? It is the force for the support, help, and assistance of a person for the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for his life. I take that again. What is the hand of the Lord? It is the force for the support, for the help, for the assistance of a man, for the fulfillment of God's plan, God's purpose, for the hand of a person. in the name of Jesus, in the course of this program, God's hand will bring about help for you. It will bring about assistance for you. It will bring about support for you. And you will fulfill your destiny. I say 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 you will fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus, there will be no abortion of destiny among us here. I say there shall be no abortion of destiny among us here. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, because of the limited time that we have, I'll be looking at a principal factor that makes the hand of God to be stretched in the life of a person. I'll be looking at something that you cannot replace with anything if you want the hand of God to be on your life. Without it, a man is useless. Without it, one is a prey to the wicked. Without this force, a child of God or a human being is at risk every day of his life. And somebody's here today, you are moving out of the risk zone in Jesus' name. You are moving out of the risk zone in Jesus' name. What is that force that can provoke the hand of God in your life? It is called the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is reverence for God. The fear of the Lord is to hold God in high esteem. To fear God is to have a strong regard for God. To fear God is for your heart to have a panting towards the things of God. To see God as the most supreme. To see God as the most powerful. To see God as the one that can do all things. To see God as a person who is like he's right beside you. And he can do anything to you if you misbehave. Joseph was a man. You know very well his story started in the book of Genesis chapter 37. His father loved him very well. They even gave him a cloth of many colors. But his life was not going in the right way that he should go. But something was available in the life of Joseph. The Bible says he feared God. And because of this, the hand of the Lord was upon him. He moved from his father's house. He went into a tree inside a pit. From there, they sold him into slavery. He landed in Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house, because of the fear of the Lord, Genesis chapter 39 from verse 1, I don't have time to read it. The Bible says, he ran away from iniquity. And because of his running away from iniquity, they threw him into the jail. He still exhibited the fear of God, even inside the jail. And because of this, God said, it is time for me to lift you. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly God changed his story. In Genesis 42 verse 18, Joseph was speaking there. He said, Joseph answered and said to them on the third day, this do live, for I fear God. That is the major qualification of Joseph. Joseph did not have PhD. Joseph did not go to Harvard. Joseph didn't have much money, as you might look at it. But Joseph had a particular qualification. He was a man that had the fear of God. The fear of the Lord was paramount in his heart. And this brought about the hand of God upon his life that made him to eventually get to where he got to. Until today, everybody's talking about Joseph. His testimony is everywhere. For somebody here today, God is going to give you your own testimony. I say, God is going to give you your own testimony. I say, God is going to give you your own testimony. Can I hear you say a big amen? Until you are ready to walk in the fear of the Lord, you are not ready for the hand of the Lord. Until you are ready to walk in the fear of the Lord, you are not ready for the hand of the Lord. What is causing the problem in the world and in our society today? The bankruptcy of the fear of God. The non-availability of conscience. And this has made the hand of God to be scanty. Many that should be doing exploits are not able to do it. Many that should be walking and moving with speed are unable to move with speed. And I pray for somebody here today, the hand of God is coming upon your head in a very heavy way. As a direct result of the fear of God in your heart. As a direct result of the fear of God in your heart. And I pray for someone here today, that will be exhibited powerfully in your life in the name of Jesus. Everybody will see that indeed God's hand is upon you in the name of Jesus. I say everybody will see that indeed God's hand is upon you in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a bigger amen?
Amen.
The hand of God is responsible for the change of the life of a person. The hand of the Lord is responsible for the transformation of the life of a person. What made God to accept David and to reject Saul? Because of the fear of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1, God was speaking to Samuel about David and Saul. He said, how long will you continue to mourn over this guy? I rejected him. The reason is because he has no fear of God. The fear of God is lacking. I have appointed myself somebody else. God will not replace you. I say God will not replace you. I say you will not be replaced. Can I hear you say a big amen? If you want the hand of God, you must go for the fear of God. Quickly this night, my wonderful people, what is the benefit of the fear? What do I stand to gain if I fear God? What do I stand to gain? What are the things that are my gain? What is my profit if I fear God? Number one, profit of the fear of God is you have access to power. In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. I will pour out my spirit unto you, says, I will pour out my power to you. I will empower you because you fear me. For somebody here today, that spirit of the fear of God comes upon you and I in the name of Jesus. When you walk in the fear of God, you possess his power. You access unction that make you function. When you fear God, you access unction that makes you function. Everything that is not functioning in your life from today will begin to function in Jesus' name. You know, one of the major things that exploits success needs is it requires enablement. And enablement is a function of the fear of God. Until you are ready to fear God, God will not empower you. Until you are ready to fear God, God will not enrich you. And for somebody here today, that blessing of God's power is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. It is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Number two, benefit of the fear of God is revelation. Also in that same place, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23, turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. I will make known. When you fear God, you have access to revelation. You have access to insight. You know what to do. The fear of God always brings about the best in terms of revelation. And somebody is here today, God will reveal things to you. I say God will reveal things to you. What nobody in your family has ever witnessed or seen before, God will reveal it unto you. Strange order of revelation is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, Proverbs 1, 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That is, when you fear God, you have knowledge. You have knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. One of the signs that you want to know that somebody is a foolish person is that the person disdains God, doesn't fear God. In my place, they say it is a person that does not know God that fools around with God. If a person doesn't know God, when you say, you see, God sent me to you, saying, forget God, who is God? Forget God. Forget about God. A person that doesn't know God will be playing with God as if God is his puppy in the house. But I pray for somebody here today. There is going to be a baptism of the spirit of the fear of God upon you in this fast in the name of Jesus. Number three, benefit of the fear of God is that you are empowered to live a holy life. Every man or woman that fears God is empowered to live a holy life. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 7. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 7. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. God has not called us into sin. He has not called us into unholiness. He has not called us into iniquity. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So God did not call us unto iniquity. He called us unto holiness. And holiness, you are empowered to live a holy life through the fear of God. You want to go into something and say, is God happy about this thing I want to do? Is God happy about this thing I want to say? Is God happy about this decision I want to make? The spirit of holiness comes upon everyone that fears God. And for you tonight, that spirit of holiness and righteousness that has a personal hatred for sin. You hate sin with passion. You dislike sin with passion. You don't want to have anything to do with iniquity. That spirit comes on you tonight in the name of Jesus. I said that spirit comes upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Sin is a disqualifier of the hand of God. Anywhere you see sin, continuous, consistent, persistent sin, it is a disqualification from the hand of God. In John 6, verse 63, John 63, the Bible says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So every one of us, the Bible said, our flesh does not profit us much. And that's why those that make all their investment to be on their body, they have no investment. Those who make every of their investment to be about their own body, because this body is going gradually, naturally, either we like it or not. So we must embrace a life of the fear of God to be equipped to live a holy life. Now listen to this, friends. Many people think that holiness depletes or holiness will make a person not to be able to get the best of life. It's a lie. It's a big lie. Anybody that tells you that when you live a holy life, you will not enjoy life, is a big lie. I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I have never seen it. A situation whereby a man or a woman who is living for God will now say, I regret it. I have never had one second of regret turning to this Jesus. Not one day. I say, and I regret that I serve this God. And I regret that I'm living for God. There is not even one second of regret. God will never allow you to regret it. He will never allow you to regret it. And for somebody here tonight, I see that spirit that pants after God, that spirit that wants to please God always come upon you in the name of Jesus. Benefits of the fear of God, I said number one is what? Access to power. Number two, revelation. Number three, empower to live in holiness. Number four, benefit of the fear of God is that it makes it your turn. When you fear God, when you walk in the fear of God and the hand of God is upon you, suddenly it becomes your turn. It might have been the turn of some people before. It might have been the turn of your brothers or your sisters or your uncles before. But because of the life you live for God, suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly, you just see that it is now your turn. Suddenly, you just see that things have changed for you. Suddenly, you see that it's your turn to be blessed. It's your turn to have money. It's your turn to graduate. It's your turn to have children. It's your turn to travel abroad. It's your turn to build houses. It's your turn to buy cars. It's your turn to get married. Somebody's here tonight. It is your turn in the name of Jesus. I say it is your turn in the name of Jesus. There is no shortcut. Until a man is ready to fear God, it is never his turn. Until a woman is ready to fear God, it is not her turn yet. Until a boy is ready to fear God, it is not his turn yet. And for someone here tonight, I decree it is your turn in the name of Jesus. In this brand new month, it is your turn in the name of Jesus. It is your turn to be blessed. It is your turn to prosper. It is your turn to access favor. It is your turn to be progressive. It is your turn to be productive. It is your turn to go forward. It is your turn to do well. It is your turn to do good. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. As I round up tonight, Every man or woman of the fear of God, mark that person. His future is bright. Mark any man or woman that walks in the fear of the Almighty God. Very, very soon you'll be thanking God for that person. Mark any man or woman that loves to walk in the line of what God has said. Mark that person. Very soon you'll be thanking God for that person. Very, very soon I'll be thanking God for you. I say I'll be thanking God for you. We'll be rejoicing concerning you. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. You know what? If you are walking and living for God, you'll be mocked. But keep doing it. Hello? Keep walking for God. Now, you are fasting now. You are waiting on the Lord now. And to many people, especially the Canaan, will look at you as... people will see a lot of things. They will say a lot of things to discourage you from fasting. They will say a lot of things. Why are you bothering yourself? God is not as difficult as this. Don't bother yourself. Don't disturb your... People will try as much as possible to ensure that you don't exhibit the fear of God. In year 2000 or 2001, thereabout, I was working in a particular bank called GT Bank. And one of my bosses, very close to me, we were in the same team. In our church that time, a project was going on. And they said we should bring our salary for 1 month as a seed to the church. It was very, very tough. And as I did that to the glory of God, I remember very well he was making fun of me. One morning, he said, "These pastors, they've ripped off your head. They've washed your brain. So you are giving God. What are you going to eat? How are you going to survive?" And immediately the Holy Spirit told me that this is the carnal thinking. Now, to the glory of God, that same person, to the glory of God, that same person is still in the same place where I left him since then. He's still there now. And some years ago, my wife and I were instrumental to assist him to be able to finish a major project that he has been struggling with for more than 10 years. When you fear God and walk in the fear of God, you'll be mocked. But I say this, very, very soon, their mockery will become your making. I didn't hear your loud amen. I said their mockery will become your making. Those that are mocking you as you are fasting, very, very soon they will see that God has lifted you. Those that are mocking you, very, very soon they will see the hand of God upon your life. They will see the hand of God upon your destiny. They will see the hand of God upon your business. They will see the hand of God upon your family. They will see the hand of God upon your bank account. They will see the hand of God upon your life. If I were you, I would say, "Be game." Keep standing as I round up. Every man or woman of the fear of God will always end well. And in the name of Jesus, you will end well. I say in the name of Jesus, you will end well. I say in the name of Jesus, you will end well. By the time you will end this fast, everything would have turned around 360 degrees. Everything would have turned around 360 degrees. Everything would have turned around 360 degrees. And everything we'll be hearing about you is good news. I say good news. In your business, good news. In your family, good news. In your home, good news. In your ministry, good news. Concerning your children, good news. Concerning your forthcoming exam, good news. Concerning your test, good news. Concerning every sector and area of your life, good news. Somebody shout good news. That will be your portion simply because you are a man or woman that have decided to walk in the fear of God. And tonight, I decree afresh a fresh baptism of the Spirit of the fear of God upon everyone's life here in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy. It's worthy of all our praise. Lift up your hands to heaven and give him praise tonight. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. Thank him. Magnify him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God. Bless him. Appreciate him. Give him praise. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be glorified. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. We give you praise. You are worthy
of our praise.
Your voice and thank him for the word he has sent to you tonight. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank him, magnify him. Worthy, 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 worthy are you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Tonight is the first night and we'll try to close as early as we can, and we are trusting God that even right from this first night, your blessings and testimony shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus. You will say, oh Lord, empower me to live in your fear all the days of my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Empower me to fear you. Empower me to walk in your fear. Pray, 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 pray. Help me to fear you. Let your fear be in my heart. 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 Pray, 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 pray. Ask God for the spirit of the fear of God. Pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before we move on in the prayers, the foundation for the fear of the Lord is salvation. Until there is firm root of salvation, the fear of God is impossible. A person can't walk in the fear of God except he's born again. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here tonight, the first night, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to walk in the fear of God. I want you to pray with me for God to empower me to fear him. I want you to pray with me for God to help me to walk in the fear, in his fear more. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want to pray with you quickly. We don't have time. Just lift your right hand up and I'll be able to see you and just pray with you quickly. God bless you. God bless you. I can see those hands. God bless you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You desire this fear of God. But you know in your heart of hearts, you need to be saved. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. If you are not saved, you are not safe. Your life is not safe. Your destiny is not safe. God bless you. God bless you, my sister, my brother. God bless you. I can see you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise it up very well. so that we can see those hands, that you can receive the cards. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Don't miss out on this opportunity of being saved. Don't miss out on this opportunity of being blessed. I'll be counting 1, 2, 3. 1 and 2. Just one more and I'll pray. We're in a hurry to move on into place of prayer. Join them. Join these wonderful men and women already lifting up their hands to Jesus. There is no way you can lift up your hands to Jesus and you will not be lifted in life. Promotion coming not from the north, not from the south, the east or the west. It coming from the Father of life. He is the one that can promote you, and you need to reference him. Lift it up very well. God bless you. 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 You want to rededicate your life to Christ, or you want to break an habit? There's an habit in your life that you know this habit is not, doesn't show the fear of God. Quickly, I want to pray with you. God bless you. And 3. Now, those who are lifting up their hands, I can see you already. Just place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. Afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I am born again in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for this wonderful people that you have saved in this first night. Father, I ask that you will bless them. I ask that I shall be well with them in the name of Jesus. Stabilize them, establish them, and let their names be written in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, please, if you can follow the counselors, just to counsel you briefly, and then you are back with us. Briefly, keep clapping. Are you clapping? Or are you tired? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Is somebody ready to launch into the next level of the prayer? You will say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to let sin have dominion over my destiny. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I refuse to allow sin to have dominion over my life. I refuse to allow sin to have dominion over my destiny. I refuse to allow sin to have dominion over my life. I refuse to allow sin to have dominion over my destiny. I refuse it. I refuse it. I refuse it. I refuse it. I refuse to go back to my vomit. I refuse to go back to my vomit. I refuse to go back to those things I've left. Pray, 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 pray. I refuse to allow sin to have dominion over me. I refuse to allow sin to have dominion over my life. I refuse to allow sin to dominate my destiny. Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, let your mighty hand rest upon my destiny. Lift your voice and pray. Let your hand rest upon me. Like it rested on Esther, like it rested on Elijah, like it rested on Apostle Paul. Father, let your hand rest upon me. Let your hand rest upon me, O Lord. Oh, walk on me, for walk on me, oh, back, back, for walk on me, for
Walk on me, oh,
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. When we take that prayer again, the hand of God upon the life of a man is the hand of strength. The hand of God upon the life of a person is what brings favor. The hand of God upon the life of a person is what brings about breakthrough. You will say, Father, place your hand upon me. Place your hand upon my destiny. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Place your hand upon my life. My destiny must not lack your hand. My life must not lack your hand. My destiny must not lack your hand. My career must not lack your hand. Oh God, place your hand upon my life. Jesus, place your hand upon my destiny. Place your hand upon my life. Let your hand be visible upon my life. Let your hand be seeable upon my life. Let everybody see your hand. Let everybody see your hand. Let everybody see your hand upon my destiny. Pray, 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 pray. Place your hand upon my life, oh God. Place your hand upon my life, oh God. Place your hand upon my life, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, let your hand remove all hindrances to my testimonies, to my miracles, to my signs and wonders. Oh God, let your hand remove all hindrances now. Lift your voice and pray. Let your hand remove all hindrances. Let your hand remove all hindrances. Hindrances to my testimony. Hindrances to my miracle. Hindrances to my progress. Hindrances to my advancement. Let your hand remove them. 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 Every hindrances, every stumbling block, every hindrances to my testimony, to my miracle, to my advancement. Let your hand remove them. Every form of hindrances, Father, let your hand remove every hindrances. Let your hand remove every hindrances to my testimony, to my miracles, to my signs, to my wonders. Let your hand remove them. Whatever has hitherto stopped me from now, Father, let your hand remove that hindrance. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, we decree and we declare extensive church growth of Impact House in the second quarter, in the second half of this year 2019. We decree and we declare extensive church growth in the second half of this year 2019. Lift your voice and pray. We decree and declare extensive, expansive, massive church growth in the second half of this year. Extensive, massive, productive church growth in the second half of this year. comprehensive, extensive, productive, expansive church growth in the second half of this year. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, we declare the establishment of all our new members and new converts in this second year, in this second half of 2019. Lift your voice and pray. We declare the establishment of all new members and all new converts. We declare the establishment. We declare that they are firmly rooted in Christ. We declare that they are firmly rooted in Christ. Lift your voice and pray. We decree the establishment. They are expanded. They are established. They are established. They are established. Every new convert, every new member is fully established, is fully grounded in the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say the name of Jesus. We decree a revival in all our departments, in the life of all our members. Father, let there be a revival. Lift your voice and pray. We decree a revival, 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 revival. Spiritual revival, spiritual resuscitation, spiritual revival, spiritual resuscitation, spiritual revival, spiritual resuscitation. Pray in the spirit. Eleketo brakata barabadayasha. Leketege du predekeze predeketi gadaya. Arepekeda bara bekezize. Ebabara reketia bagagaga. Aradeaso okredegedia. Barate kezi. Ereketuzezi. Ebrababa. Raketeke derie. Elepokotozi. Ebabara dia. Bakateke tegezi. Abrakateke. Ebeberia. Braketa barade kete. Ebebera bokazia. Braketangla kakaga. Rabaketeke tozi. Ebrababara. Abakatozi. Ebebebebebebe. Rakakakakaka. Abrakejeke toprekete gede. Ila toise zekredike dia. Aperado. Ojezia. Barakatele. Ebreketegede. Leketeketekete. Ajajaja. Jaquada kagaya. Raketo prokoto. Ebeberia. Baketangla kakazusa. Abrako temerika dia. Aparado, 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 yekekeke, ezazaza, akakaka, parakataya, ereketokoto. Pray in the spirit. 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 Leketo preketi maritesia, aparadiketiza. Abere to do the elite kagude predike zuzu ele to nine intre de bejija redia tabrade kezopre de kede eble dos karadia da kando ele kwada sheketo predekiza apadaya ele kugagwa lekwa dadara pakato pregedesh lekwa taklaka kukrade ketika kakata na toto predike tekelia brakata kato prekasa brakate kedesh ezuzu akakata dikadush rekete bere erekete bedebe pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Lago dobre de kejige, ebabara, base zokra rakate, abakara de kezeze, reketa bakazize, intua da dafre de kezoze, ebakazokre de kete. Lekwa sabara da kase bedede ke lebra da kase bedebe rede ke dish. Lokete maske la klana kadia da darada. Pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Edify yourself in the Holy Ghost. La na 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 ke dede dozo brede ke de. Elekwa da se gradope de noske ni anda grade kezo. Ebra gagela twazikra da kendo bragaze. Oze redeti andarado panaske lediada radasia. Toteleti eduada jakagara takegeduandos engrada barada zegrada kagako odoria da kise ish. Rete eduda brakata mayeke legrodo baradia. Ladeda aziza, radeda aziza, radeda aziza, radeda aziza, radeda aziza. Bakaka alakwa takaka zakrada kaya.
Blanda de dobra da gadash. Lekwa tadia taka zesekre deke to mata lageda. Oje dela azuzu rete di edwa nanate. Ezuzo gradeke de oliten dodobre de kezoza. Bale kozekle kakika tabaya kanane neno kone brede kize. Elete ziza. Raka kaka kaka. Barada kaso so sekeke. Abaro oje krede keti. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Libo joke dene nudo brede gedej. Ile to azeza. Ade de rido ozoze krakaka tarida. Leke tade eduje kedia na naredo ochiza zagara. Reti na noske redi ata grada yaya. Laya laya tarate ziza kwanate loduje kedinda lidos. Litwe na nina azezu zagwada kekando ozote redika tamash. Late gagogo radika tabaye nosika rabradi. In the ladosa. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.